Okay, we're learning Dafchav Dalon based on three lines from the top. My time with the Rav. The Rav holds that if you makdish something on Yovel, it is chal the hektish. And the Gemara starts off my time with the Rav, which is a little bit problematic. My time with the Rav, because we already said that there's no kal v'chaim, that's pshat and Rav. Why it's chal the hektish? So Tosfos and Shadik Betzis, they all talk about this. All has the kasha. So they say one of the truths are that the question of my time with the Rav is the fear Rav. What's in a car that is in chamishim shekel for the yovel itself? You know, maybe it's kaddish, but who says in chamishim shekel? What's the makar for that? That's the Gemara means. My time with the Rav. The Amakra, the pasuk says, "V'im mishnas hayovel." Pasuk like this: "The mishnas hayovel yaktish shadeu ke'erkcha yakum, v'im acha hayovel yaktish shadeu v'chishlo yakaynes akesav afi ashalom hanisaros." So, fi Rav, he says, "V'im mishnas hayovel" means mishnas hayovel v'chlal. It means from yovel. If you makdish it, it's kaddish. And his darsh is "V'im mishnas hayovel" means yovel is v'chlal. V'shmuel miksev. In Bishnas Yevel, Mishnas Yevel, except from the Shnas Yevel, Mishonash Acha Yevel, from the year after Yevel. So before we do the Bishlama, I want to speak something out that's not spoken out in the called Gemara, so it's very important to chap something that I think is Pashup Shah in the Gemara. Rav holds that the Kedusha is Chal on the year Yevel. It comes out that Fi Rav, it's 50 shekel for 50 years. It's a shekel a year. Shekel a year. According to Shmuel, the Gemara later on is speaking out according to Rebbe. We have to speak it out right now in Rav already. I found Shidduk Betzitaka asked the Kasha on this, that the why didn't it say sell and put you, whatever. But this is a fact. That Fi Rav is a difference. When you're Makash on Yovel, you pay a shekel a year. The year after Yovel already, it's already Gerua. You're already doing 49. According to Shmuel, on Yovel doesn't Chal, and then the next year, on the first year after Yovel, it's a full 50, and then the next year is a Pudin and Sela per year. It comes out.
I was under full 50.
Because just like on Rav, the first year Yovel was full 50.
Yeah, it's 50 years.
Here, yeah, there's not chamishim shekel in the Torah. It's because it's sell a pudin per year. It is. It's sell a pudin per year, which is 50 shekel. The first year is full. It's a full 50, yeah. Yeah, that'll be Vishmul. So that, after speaking out, the next tomorrow will be a breeze now. Bishlam la Rav. There's two psukim. One pasuk says, "Mishnas ha'yevel yakdish shadeu ke'erchi yakum." Then acha yevel yakdish shadeu. Then mechishlo yakayin as a kesev al pi hashalom hanisaros. That means if it's after the yevel yakdish, you figure out how much is left. So Bishlam Rav Hayru Chsev im Mishnas ha'yevel v'im acha yevel. That Hayru Chsev im Mishnas ha'yevel v'im acha yevel. We have two things. If you kaddish on yevel, it's a full 50. V'im acha yevel, the year after yevel, then you have a geruah. Then you have your minus something. Elo Shmuel, my Acha Yovel. Acha Yovel is a full amount, not a Geruah. And for the Gemara, Achar Acham. It says Acha Yovel means after the year after. It means 2 years after. The Kasha is, if you look at the Pesukim, you have in the Saudi Gemara, you have Pesukim. So look at the Pesukim in the Saudi Gemara, not the English part, the Hebrew part. Says, Im Mishnas HaYovel Yakdish Shadeu Ke'ech HaYakim. That's one Pesuk. The next Pesuk says, Vim Achar HaYovel Yakdish Shadeu, which would mean the year after Yovel, V'chish Lo HaKoyenet HaKesev HaPi HaShalom HaNesoros, HaChas Yovel Nigra HaMakarcha. It sounds the Ngaroyim, the year after Yovel. So if you Rav, it's very Gishmak. The first Pesuk of Mishnas HaYovel means on Yovel. Vim Achar HaYovel means the year after Yovel, you have Gerua. But according to Shmuel, what's the Gerua? There's no Gerua after Yovel. That's the full price after Yovel. And for the Gemara, Achar means Achar, Achar. Achar Yovel doesn't mean the year after Yovel. It means 2 years after Yovel. That's the Gemara's answer. Achar Yovel means Achar, Achar. That's the Gemara's answer.
It's following the Mishnas Yovel, which is a good translation of
the year after?
Yeah.
Right.
Because
it's not the Bishnas. That's the Bishnas. Right. That's the Avtach. There's the word Achar Yovel, a little problematic. Achar Yovel sounds like 1 year after Yovel. But it means Achar Yovel is the Achar Achar. Yeah. The post Achar Yovel sounds a little funny. That was the kasha, really.
But it's Achar Yovel of the previous
post. Right, yeah, I know. Because still Achar Yovel means Achar Yovel. So still, since it has to be like that, so it has to be next year. Yeah. So that's Rav and Shmuel. We got Rav and Shmuel very clear. The Shaila is really if the year of Yovel is Kaddish or not. So now we're going to ask Meir's Kasha. Meisvei says the Brayse we just learned before. Makdishim bein lepnei Yovel, bein la'acha Yovel. You can lay makdish the year before Yovel, you lay makdish the year after Yovel. Uveshnas ha'yovel atzmo lo yakdish, him hikdish ene kedusha. But my mom's a furish of Brayse, not like Rav. Amalach Rav, you know what Taich is? He's going to try this, but it's not going to work out. But he says it like this. Amalach Rav, Eina kedusha begeruah. What it means is there's not kedusha with geruah to make like geroyin. We add extra word. Ein kedusha legal begeruah. Ava kedusha of reisim chamishim. On yovel, which means ein kedusha means on yovel. It's not kedusha to have geroyin, but it's kedusha to have full chamishim. Right, the Gemara. If that's what kedusha not kedusha means, means regarding geruah. Mechlal lefnei yovel kedusha legal begeruah. Does that mean that before Yovel, because it says Bakhtishim for Yovel, that means it does Geruah, but Rava Shmuel Darma Tavah, we just learned before, everyone agrees, Eim Bakhtishim Legal Begeruah, Pachas Neshanam, you can't do Geruah within 2 years before Yovel, there's no Geruah anymore, you pay full 50. So Eim Kedusha can mean Nakdush Legeruahim, because Bakhtishim for Yovel, Akarch means that Kaddish without Geruah. So it can't be, Eim Kedusha doesn't mean Nakdush at all. So Rav agrees to this question. The question is that how do we tie to Ein Kedusha Fi Rav? What was the Mara's Teretz? Doichik. They say it says Ein Kedusha in the Brayso. So what had the Mara answer? Mara says, you know what Ein Kedusha means? It doesn't have a right to do Geroyim. So it means Kedusha in this Brayso is code word for Geroyim. What does it say the first words of the Brayso? Makdishim Bein Lefnei Yovel. It says you can Makdish by Yovel. The Rav and Shmuel both agree that within 2 years for Yovel you can't have a Geruah. You have to get full 50 like we learned before. So the word Kedusha got to mean real Kedusha here. So it's Shver. So the Brayso said Rav has to agree. Ein Kedusha means it's not Kaddish. So it's not like Rav. Amok Rav, you're right. You're right. That Brayso says it's not Kaddish. Hamani Rabbanani. That's going to go to Rabbanon. Vano Adami Karebi. Rebbe, we learned before in the Bletta before. Amok Rishon Rishon Mechlal. What said there? Rishon Rat Shvi. It meant Rishon Rishon Mechlal. Shvi Vishvi Mechlal. It means that the Rishon is Mechlal. So here, Mishnasi Yevel, like Vaad Mechlal. Mishnasi Yevel means Yovel included. That's a Rav wants to learn Rebbe. Shmuel doesn't hold that. Even Rebbe doesn't hold like that. Shmuel holds Rebbe even doesn't hold. Only holds by Ad. Only if I have Ad, you have Ad v'chlal. Not over here. But Rav will hold that according to Rebbe, the Imish Nasi Yovel is the drasha that's included is going according to Rebbe. And he'll say, I go like Rebbe. That writes like the Rabbana. Hachinam, Mishnas, Nasi Yovel v'chlal. It's v'chlal. Right, the Gemara Kasha. Ika Rebbe, if going to the Rebbe, and it's really the same Kasha could ask the Rav, Ika Rebbe, Pudyim Ayavirta, why is there a Pudyim? Nechara, if it's Chal Yevel on, if it's Chal Kedusha on Yevel, you have full 50 years. So it's Sela, it's a Shekel per year. Shekel per year. Why is it, what's the Pudyim doing here? V'chid Teimelei, probably Sela and Shekel mean the same thing. V'chid Teimelei, V'chid Teimelei, doesn't hold it a Pudyim, V'atana, we learned to the Mishnah, Hikdashtai Mashallah Shalom Pnei Yevel. You can actually do 2 or 3 years for Yevel. Rebbe Yevel, Imani, Nurse Sela Pudyan. You do a Sela Pudyan per year. So now what do you. So you see, Rebbe holds Sela Pudyan. If Rebbe holds like Rav, same Shah and Rebbe is that the Yevel year is the Kaddish rate that year, so you have full 50 years. So it's really a Sela per year. So the Gemara, Rebbe, Rebbe Huda Svirulei. Rebbe also Rebbe Huda, the whole cycle is always a 49-year cycle. The year of Yovel is really the first year of the next cycle. According to Rebbe Huda, the cycles are not every 50 years. Remember we had before the 850 years, there were 17 Yovels. Rebbe Huda holds it's 49. It's 49 years per cycle. Why? Because Yovel year is the first year of the next Shemitah. Yovel year is counted 1, 2, 3, and 6 years later is Shemitah. You usually learn there's 49 years a cycle, 7 times 7, and the 50th year is a separate year called Yovel. Rav Yehuda holds no. There's no separate year called Yovel. Yovel is the same year as the first year of the next Shemitah.
So it's
49 years. So it's 49 years, so it's a total of, even if you make it on Yovel, it's a total of 49 years. So it's 49 to 50, it's Sela Pudyan. So even though Rebbe holds like Rav holds like Rebbe, really. And Rav saying Pshan Rebbe is that Shnas Yovel Bechlal and Tzchal Kedusha on the year Yovel, it's still going to be 49 total years. Good?
Can you have a Rav Shita in a regular, in the way we have a cycle?
Yeah. And it'd be a Sela per year. It'd be a Sela per year.
But it doesn't exist. It would exist. We don't have a
Tana. We don't have a Tana like that, but he'll hold like that. He'll hold that. That's what happens. That's what happens. That's really the thing. I found the Shita Kabetza asked this Kasha before. That wanted to more ask this Kasha. And the Shita Kabetza says, you know, that why Pudyin Lomeli. But Erechanami, you have to say maybe he holds like Rabbi Huda. You have to say that maybe. It could be. This could be, it won't exist, such a thing. That's 50 years. It could be. But still good with the pasuk achayev, it's still very good because only after you have raised dakaru already, it could be echanami. He'll hold the Rebbe and Rebbe holds the Rebbe. That's how it is. So the Gemara Shmuel, the Shmuel who argues and holds a Rebbe holds like him that Yehovah is not bechlal, you're gonna have to say that he holds like the Rabbana, not like Rabbi Yehuda. L'Shmuel, lema Rebbe k'Rabbana Sfirle. Why? You have the Chesbon? Dik Rabbi Yehuda. Because Shmuel is for the fact that even if you're Rebbe, you can't be Makdash on Yevil. So it means it only starts Kedusha after Yevil. See, if you held like Rabbi Yehuda, only 48 years. It'll be 48 years, it'll be Sela and two Pudjans per year. Because 48 divided by 50 is a Sela per year plus another two Sela divided over the 48 years, which is two pudyons. Lema, because there's 48 pudyonim in a cellar, by the way. Lema rav karabon svirle, di grab Yehuda, if you held like Rabbi Yehuda, if he's Shmuel, Rabbi held like Rabbi Yehuda, then cellar shtei pudyon is barle, and he's a cellar pudyon. Akarcha l'shmuel, Rabbi karabon svirle, akarcha l'shmuel, Rabbi holds like the Rabbanon. So right now we have everything clear here. Rav holds Kedushas on Yovel, and he holds like Rabbi, and Rabbi won't be 49 years cycle, and cellar pudyon per year. I mean, he start on Yovel. And if you're Shmuel, you start after Yovel, and if you're the Rabbanon, will be 49 years cycle divided by 50. And that's how Shmuel holds. If you're Rebbe, will hold like that also. That's why he says sell an opinion. Tashma, we learned in our Mishnah, the second case of our Mishnah, that everyone, we didn't know what it meant. But like Goyalin, Acha Yovel, Pachas Hashana. You can't goyal it less than a year after Yovel. What does that mean? So Bishlam and Shmuel holds that Arn Yovel is no Kedusha. So this is a taichet. Like Goyel Ma'acha Yovel Pachas Mishana means that if you make something on Yovel, you got to wait for the year. You got to wait till the year is finished. Yovel starts in Kippur. You got to wait till next year to do a Kedusha, because to do a Gula, because no Kedusha Chal. Like Goyel Ma'acha Yovel Pachas Mishana, because not Chal Kedusha. Like Rashi speaks out. Rashi speaks out. Kamash Lomas Tisim Shnas Yovel Atzma Mekrisha Ain Tzarech LeGoyel. You don't have to be Goyel. Like Kodesh, it's not Kodesh. So Shmuel is good. The Mishnah we have here to learn.
This is Acher.
I know, Acha is Yevil starts, probably means. Acha Yevil starts. Yevil starts in Yom Kippur. You have to wait for a year after Yevil starts. El Rav, my Acha Yevil Shana, what's going on over here? It's Chal today. Well, you can do Gula right now for the next 50 years, you can do Gula. No, the next 48 years, you can do Gula till 2 years before. Because that Rav is worth a week, can't do Gula. You have another 48 years to go. What's going on here? My Acha Yevil Shana. Zog to Gemara. Misavris Acha Yovel Mamish doesn't mean after Yovel, real Yovel. My Acha Yovel means Be'emtza Yovel. He's saying like this, that you're not Goyel in a year, in the middle of a year of Yovel. And I'll explain this. Let's say you're holding on Pesach, Nisan, and you're 10 years in, and you want to be paid it. You can't count that year. When you're paid it, you can't say, I'm only paid it if it's 10 years, that means there's 30, the fee of Rav is 40 years left, right? There's 40 years left. But there's really only 39 and a half years left. So let me give 39, we're not going to go figure out Rav Yehuda, let's make it just simple. You don't give 39 and a half sela, right? I'm saying, you don't give 39 and a half sela, right? Next case, there's more than that. 30, very good question. 30, more than that's the question. 30, you don't give 39 and a half seller. You give a full 40 seller if you pay it. Because anytime, you don't, the middle of the year is always considered a full year. That's the taich. Lo yigoylem la'acha yoyel pachas v'shana means you can't goyel less than a year. You got to goyel a whole year at a time. That's what it means. Lo yigoylem. Frank demar ma'ikam ha'shlon, roishis kasha. Ma'ikam ha'shlon, ima chas v'chadosh v'hektish. That you don't count months for hektish. Habhedik toni le'. The next part of Mishnah says, ima chas v'chadosh v'hektish. Says you don't count months for hektish. Zokta Gemara, my time comer. The Mishnah says my time lo yigoylem. If you rav, say read it. My time lo yigoylem la'acha yoyel pachas v'shana. Why don't you be goyel until the year's up? You're not mechashu chadashim hektish. You don't count the months. You say, oh, you have 6 months left. I only give a half. You don't do that. And therefore, ain't goyel in pachas v'shana. I ask what's ain't goyel, and again, because you worry about your money. So it's not a good time to goyel in the middle of the year. Goyel beginning of the year, you get much more money. Money's worth of your money. Goyel beginning of the year. Going to be good in the middle of the year, you lose a year, lose a half a year of money. That's the pshat why you do that.
You have to be paid it when you max it.
You have to be paid it when you max it. You don't have.
Can you be?
No, but you're gonna lose your field forever then, because you're not paid it. You don't redeem it. It goes to the kohen.
No, I'm saying you max it in year 10. Now you want to wait till year 4.